The Bassmaster Elite Series stops right here in Wisconsin this week at La Crosse on Old Man River. $100,000 is up for first place, and over 100 competitors will drop their lures in the Mississippi. Hey, how you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online anytime to give or learn more at WWIB.com. Kansan Brent Chapman leads the Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year standings after five events, and the 2012 AOY champ is on the phone with me from La Crosse today. His career earnings are almost $2 million. Brent, thank you for coming by. A busy week for you. You're at the top of the heap right now, five tournaments into the Bassmasters Elite Series. Tell me about your year, will you?
Yeah, you know, it's been one of those years where everything's really clicked all season long. Really been blessed to have some good tournaments. And it's what we as professional anglers, we obviously want to win every event that we're in, but it's tough to win one of these. But our ultimate goal is to make the Bassmaster Classic every year. And if you're very fortunate, just like I did in 2012, if you're the guy on top at the end, you win the Angler of the Year title too. So we're sitting good right now, and hopefully we can just keep that momentum going through the rest of the season and maybe come out on top again.
Sure. You have not won an elite tournament so far this season, but you lead the AOY standings, as I said. So, getting those points every time, every tournament for those days are so important, aren't they?
Yeah, it really is. The deal about winning Angler of the Year, it's the most consistent angler throughout those 9 or 10 events that we have. And you don't have to win an event, but you have to be the guy that consistently beats everybody else, in the points. And we've done that so far. Would I love a win? Absolutely. Who knows? Maybe we'll take home that W here in Wisconsin.
Okay. So what makes this tourney in La Crosse unique for you guys?
Yeah, the Mississippi River out of La Crosse is definitely a unique fishery in the fact that it's a river. Most people traditionally think that we go to lakes, but the Mississippi River here in La Crosse, it's actually three different lakes that we'll be fishing. And it is a river, so you have a flow to contend with. And right now, with all the tremendous amount of rain up north, there's a lot of flow coming. And they're saying by this weekend, that we may actually have to evacuate our campground that we're in right now. So there's always, that's what I like about it. The conditions are always changing. The guy that comes out on top here will be the one that really puts the pieces of the puzzle together to win these changing conditions.
Yeah. By the way, the tournament runs through Sunday, and takeoffs are at 6 a.m. every day from the Veterans Freedom Park there along the Mississippi. And this year is different because the state of Minnesota has changed their rules, so I guess you guys can fish on both sides of the river, right?
Yes. In years past, the previous times we've been here, we weren't allowed to coal bass in Minnesota. And when we get our five fish, typically you start throwing your smallest ones back and replacing them with bigger ones. And we weren't allowed to do that in Minnesota. So it's changed. They've worked together. The laws have changed, and it's made it more accommodating for us fishermen.
Well, good for the Gopher State. So you guys spent a few days scouting the opponents, the fish. Tell me about pre-tournament preparation down there.
Yeah, they typically give us 3 days of practice time, and that's usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, followed by Thursday, Friday, the full competition field. And then Saturday, the top 50, Sunday, the top 12. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are days where you go out there and you try to see how the conditions have changed from years past to being here and put together the techniques and the pattern you know, the baits that are working, you know, to follow through into the tournament and hopefully put together a winning stringer. And in that same time, you might spend a lot of time just eliminating water. You know, I mentioned earlier that the river is starting to, you know, flood and it's going to be coming up. So there's going to be a big part of this river that's probably not going to be very good fishing-wise, where there's going to be certain areas where it should be, you know, very good because of the flooding. So, you know, you got 3 days to get out there and really figure out what the conditions are going to dictate of how you fish.
Yeah, a little tricky. Got to look out for debris hitting that beautiful boat down there. So bass, as you know, I'm not telling you anything. Bass come in two sizes, largemouth and smallmouth. You have to just pick one and go for it?
Well, you know, that's kind of one of the things that's unique about the Mississippi River up here is a lot of places we go to, you know, when you go to a lake that has multi-species, you kind of have to pick how you're going to fish for smallmouth versus largemouth, one or the other. But here, that's what I enjoy about it is these smallmouth really don't know that they're smallmouth here. they tend to act just like largemouth, and you catch them in places that to this day, every time I catch one, I'm kind of shaking my head going, smallmouth aren't supposed to live up in that vegetation, you know, up in a foot of water and eat a frog and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's really kind of a unique fishery in that sense that you catch smallmouth in places that on most lakes you wouldn't catch smallmouth. So I really enjoy fishing it and really hoping for a good event.
Okay, Brad Chapman, who won the Angler of the Year Award in 2012. He leads in the series Bassmaster Elite Series right now. And we're talking with him from La Crosse ahead of the Mississippi River event this week. And I tell you what, let's let you get out on the water, and we'll return and visit you with you next time and talk more about fishing and have you share a little bit about your faith too, Brent. So thank you for being here today. Have a good one. We'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you very much, Greg. You all take care as well.